Blog Talk Radio.
Again, let's read Acts chapter 2,
Verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord your God shall call. And I want you sheep to read all of that. You should read it all. Now I want you to turn, and we're still in the book of Acts. I want you to go down to Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. You got it? Oh, yeah, you're so smart. Thank you for listening to me. I know you could have been somewhere else listening to someone else doing other things, but you're listening to me. Chapter 3, verse 19 reads as follows: repent, you, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be bottled up when the times of the refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord, and you shall, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. Now, I want you to write that down. Again, write Acts 2, 10, verse 38 and 39, and then Acts 3, chapter 3, verse 19 and 20. I want you to write that down, and then when you have your time, excuse me, I have to feel sick. Excuse me, saints. I don't know why that happens every time I get started and start getting hot for the Lord. I have to belch. Nonetheless, I told you last week that I have given you assignments, and I don't think you read them. I was going to read to you Isaiah, and I am going to read from Isaiah. I guess I will read Isaiah. I just want to read a portion of it. I'm going to start at Isaiah 13, verse 8. It's in the Old Testament. Isaiah is spelled I-S-A-I-H, 13, then put a semicolon and start at verse 7, but I want you to read it all when you have time. It says, how ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. And I told you who the Almighty was, of the Most High. He is in Daniel chapter 7, verse 6. I told you that last week. I might just go back to it now after I read this to you, but I don't know. I need to read the lesson that I'm supposed to. I will probably get behind because of that, or not because of that, but because I'm a slow reader. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Pains and sorrow shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed one at another, and their faces shall be as flames. Now, who are we talking about? Whose faces turns as a flame? I'll give you another hint. Their faces turns pink and red. Who are they? That's the white men. That's who he's talking about. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. So if you are a sinner, stop your sinners sinning and surrender your life unto our Father of the Hebrews. That's how he is the father of the black man, the only way you can be saved. Aren't you mad now? Your white Christ can't save you. You can preach and holler and cry unto him all you want, but he will not save you. Only my Father in heaven, the Father of the Hebrews, the black folks. It's a wonder they're letting me say this, because they use me. Don't let black folks say things like that. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. So he's talking about the stars and the moon and whatever else is up in heaven. The constellation will not give the light. The sun shall be darkened in the going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. I tell you to read that to you for yourself, but I thought that many of you do not listen to me or do what I say. I'm only doing what the Lord told me to do, and I'm reading his words to you. And I will punish the world for their evil and the wickedness of their iniquity, for your sin. And I will cause the arrogancy, and that's being proud or arrogant, like you own everything, but you don't own nothing. You're going to learn. That person sitting in the White House has got to learn he can't rule other nations around. Only God do that. God, only God does that. And he has not come yet, but he's coming. And when he comes, I hope he sets him right in front of him. And he is going to be afraid. The arrogancy of the proud to cause to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness, the terrible. So he's going to make you proud to cease. You proud and arrogant and terrible ones to cease. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedges of Ophrah. I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. And it shall come to pass. Well, let me read verse 14 again. And it shall come, and it shall be as the chase roe, and the roe, chase roe of the deer, and as the sheep that no man taketh up, they shall every man return to his own people, including you who have gone and married that white woman. You should not, you're going to return to your own people. This is why I want you to read this and flee everyone into his own land. Those of you white people who are in America, you should go back. You're always telling us we should go back, but you are the one that should go back. Everyone that is found shall be thrust through, even the ones that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. Oh, so if you join to them, you're going to fall by the sword. I wanted you to read this. And I told you to read Isaiah 13. I told you that long ago. You should know this by heart. their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled, and their wives ravished. So, behold, I will stir up the maids against them, which shall not regard silver and gold as far as gold. They shall not delight in it. So the Medes are the Iranian, the Persians, and those are the Iranians. So know this. The people who are calling themselves Jews, you know, they're going to come against you. Let me turn to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9. Let me just read from that a sentence or two so that you shall not be ignorant of what is going to happen to you. It says in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, it says, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. I tell you that many times over and over to read this for yourself. I have read it. I'm trying to read it again for your hearing. And then I want you to read Revelation, as in the New Testament. It's spelled R-E-V-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. And that is 2:9. And then I want you to read further down. Read chapter 3, Revelation chapter 3. And 7:9, it says here, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come out and worship before your feet and to know that I love you. You see, they're thinking that God loved them, but they're wrong. Let me turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Oh, Lord, I didn't plan to do this, but I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I want them to know. Let me read verse 6. For thou art the holy people unto the Lord your God. We are the black or brown people. We are the chosen of God. The Lord thy God has chosen you to be a special people unto himself above all the people that are upon the face of the earth. You can't stand that, can you? Well, we are. You have put us down low, and we won't be down low for long. Our Father is going to come back. He has not forgotten us, but you have forgotten us. You have forgotten who we were. Turn with me to Joshua, and I left off at Joshua 13. Last time, and what I am going to do is introduce myself once I turn to Joshua 13 and finish up where I was reading. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, I can't find Joshua 13. I'm coming to it. In a minute, just in a moment, sheep, I will be there. And then I'm going to introduce myself and let you sheep know who is talking with you. And believe me, if God had not told me in a dream to do this, I would not do it for you, to you. I would not, because I was just that afraid. Again, this is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath evening to you. The only day that's in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Sabbath, you can find this saying in Deuteronomy verse 5, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in Exodus 3, verse 17. It tells you to keep the Sabbath day holy. Read it for yourself. Remember, I want you to write it down so you can try to go back over it for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And the observance of Sabbath starts on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. I ask that your sheep have your three P's ready and handy. And you ask me, well, what are they? And they are your pen, pencil, and paper. I'm old school. The young folks write some, have something that's called a tablet, a notebook, and some other type of technological gadgets. But I don't have those. I welcome you to write down anything that I may say so that if you want to look at it again, you will go and repeat it. Now, remember, I tell you all to go to Revelation chapter 2, verse 9. Read it for yourself. I have one other thing for you to read in Revelation, and I want you to read Revelation 3 and 9. Let me find it here. I'm going back to Revelation because I want you to know this for yourself. Revelation 1 and verse 14. I want you to know his head and his hair were white as snow. Well, I want you to read, go up a little further where you'll find that they're talking about in the presence of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ's head and the hair on his head was white, like wool. His hair was, my hair is turning white right now, but it is wool. It is not white like snow. God's Son's hair is white like snow. And when you turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 7 and verse 6, you'll find that the ancient one there is white as snow, just like his sons. So Jesus Christ, you call him Jesus Christ, you give him straight hair, but you made him look something like he is not. You painted him as white. Why are you constantly lying to your own people? Do you want them to go to hell like you? Preachers that are lying? You know that God gave you the northern areas, and that's where you should go back. You should not try to say the white Christ that you're following is wrong. I want you white people to know that, as well as the black people, because you have some of our people so hung up that they refuse to see that our Jesus Christ, that you call Jesus Christ, Yah, his head is not like the hairs of your head. His hair is like mine, like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as the flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as they burned in the fire, in a furnace, and his furnace as the sound of many waters, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Read that for yourself. That's Revelation chapter 1, verse 14. Read that for yourself. I would tell you to start reading the whole chapter. That's what I did. That's how I found out about it. My pastor didn't tell me that. None of my pastors that I had didn't tell me that. I don't recall not one of them telling me that. But I'm telling that to you, sheep. Now, I'm going to pick up where I left off Tuesday. I left off in Joshua 13 and verse 31. And I'll start reading from there right now. And have Gilead as Ashtaroth and Ereah, the city of the kingdom of Og and Bashan, were pertaining unto the children of Machir. That's the M-A-C-H-I-R, the son of Manasseh, even to one half of the children of Machir, M-A-C-H-I-R, by their families. These are the countries which Moses did distribute for inheritance in the plains of Moab and the other side of Jordan by Jericho eastward. I used to wonder if the Kurds are fighting for their lives now. They did not have to, but this president removed soldiers from there, and now they had helped the United States to drive out ISIS, but now they are left alone, and the Turkish people are fighting against them. Well, I should not have an opinion. I should just read to you what's in the Bible. But unto the tribe of the Levites, Moses gave not any inheritance. The Lord God of Israel was their inheritance, as he said unto them. So that's the end reading of chapter 13. Let us get into the reading of chapter 14, see, and I will read it, and hopefully as clear as possible, so that you and I can both understand, even though this is my third time reading it, I should get a better understanding here. And it seems like I have read this before. Oh, it is. I had read this before, and I stopped in Revelation chapter 15, verse 15. That's where I will start right now. And hopefully I will read it all up to chapter 16, where I should be. And he said, and he went up thence to the inhabitants of Debir, that's D-E-B-I-R, and the name of Debir, D-E-B-I-R, before was Kirjath Sepher. Let me spell it for you. K-I-R-J-A-T-H-S-E-P-H-E-R. And Caleb said, he that smiteth Kala Scepter, KIRJAT hyphen SEPHER, and take it to him. Will I give Asha, ACHSHA, my daughter to wife? And Othniel was son of Kenzar, that's spelled K-E-N-A-Z, and the brother of Caleb took it, and he gave him Asha, that's A-C-H-S-H-I, his daughter to wife. And it came to pass, as she came unto him, that she wooed him to ask of her father a field that she lighted off her, as she lighted off her head. And Caleb said unto her, What wouldst thou? Who answered, give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a south land. Give me also springs of water. And he gave her the upper spring and the neither spring. That's spelled neither, is spelled N-E-P-A-T-R. That should be netter spring. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah according to their families. And the uppermost cities of the tribe of the children of Judah towards the coast of Edom southward were Kabzeel, the elder of Jagur. Jagur is spelled J-A-G-U-R. And Kinhar, that's spelled K-I-N-A-H. And Dimonah, and Asher. Dimonah is spelled D-I-M-O-N-E-H. And Ada is spelled A-D-A-D-A-H, Ada, and Kadesh and Hazar. Kadesh is spelled K-E-D-E-S-H, and Hazar is spelled H-A-Z-O-R, and Isman, I-T-H-N-A-N, Zippor, and Telem, and Petra, Zip. Is spelled Z-I-P-H, and Telem is spelled T-E-L-M, and Petra is spelled B-E-A-L-O-T-H, and Hazar is spelled H-A-Z-O-R, and Hetar is spelled H-A-T-H-A-D-A-T-T-A-H, and Kisra is spelled K-E-R-I-O-T-H, and Hazon is spelled H-E-Z-O-N, which is Hazor, is spelled H-A-Z-O-R. Amon is spelled A-M-A-N, and Shena is spelled S-H-E-M-A, and Moeda is spelled M-O-L. A-D-H, A-H, let me spell it again, M-O-L-A-D-A-H, and Hazagraph, that's spelled H-A-Z-A-R-G-A-D-D-A-H, and Heshmon, and Bethel, that's spelled H-E-S-H-M-O-N, in Beth Palette is spelled DETH-PALET. In Hazar Shual, that's spelled HAZAR-SHUAL. In Beersheba is spelled BERBEERSHEBA. And Bizgotor, that's spelled BIZGOTHJAH. Bell and Ivan and Zim. Bell is spelled BEL. Let me spell that again. Bella is spelled BAALAH. And Ivan, IIM. And Azeman, AZEM. And Istar is spelled ELTOLAD. And Shiza, CHEZIL, CHESIL, and HORMAD, and Ziklag, and Meta, and Susanna. Ziklag is spelled ZEKLAG, LAG, and Meta is spelled MAD. MANNAH. And Santa is spelled SANSANNAH. And Abrah and Shahim. Abrah is spelled LEBAOTH. And Shelham is SHILHIM. And Aim and Rimmon. Aim is spelled A-I-M. And Rimmon, R-I-M-M-O-N. The cities were 20 and 9 with their villages. And the villages of Eshcol. Eshcol, I think it's pronounced E. It's spelled E-S-H-T-O-L. T-O-A-L, Eshtal, E-S-H-T-A-O-L, and Zora, spelled Z-O-R-E-A-H, and Ashman is spelled A-S-H-N-A-H, and Zora, again, is spelled Z-A-N, O-A-H, and in Gidman, Israel, E-N hyphen, G-A-N-N-I-M, Tapuah, and Imam, Israel, T-A-P-V-A-H, and E-N-A-M, Jumah, and Adam, Suko and SK. Those words are spelled J-A-R-M-O. Excuse me, that was wrong. It's spelled J-A-R-M-U-T-H and L-A-D-U-L-L-A-M. So-called is spelled S-O hyphen C-O. A-H, and Eskia is spelled A-Z-E-K-A-H, and Sharim and Ithamar and Gervmar and Gervmar. Those letters, words are spelled S-H-A-R-A-M. And A-D-I-T-H-I-M. My computer just notified me about some Shamiro. It's spelled Shahiram. And Adetingederotham, 14 cities with their villages. Zenon and Heshton, this is Zenan and Hadasha, and Migdal, spell Migdal hyphen Gad, and Delium and Masphar and Dalkil. Delium is spelled Dilean, and Masphar is spelled Misph, and Dalkil is spelled Jokthiel. Lishkum and Boxtop and Elam. That's spelled Lishmar is spelled L-A-C-H-I-S-H and Boxcart is spelled B-O-Z-K-A-R-T and Eglon is spelled E-G-L-O-N and Talon and Mismar and Kipman is spelled K-C-A-B-O-N and L-A-H-M-A-M and K-I-T-H-L-I-S-H. And G-E-D-E-R-O-T-H. Beth Dragon is spelled B-E-T-H hyphen D-A-G-O-N. And Namath, N-A-A-M-A-H. And Marquita, M-A-K-K-E-D-A-H. 16 cities with their villages. Laban, L-I-B-A-N, and Eva. Well, I need to finish. And Ashton. Lisbon is spelled L-I-S-L-I-B-A-N. And Eva is spelled E-T-A-E-R. And Ashton. I am going to stop at verse 15 and chapter 15 and verse 43. That's where I'm going to stop today. I only have 2 minutes to do my finishing program. Well, I have 1 minute. Let me say my word of prayer, how I thank my Father for allowing that program. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to have this program this day and this night. And I, as always, I ask that you keep the evil one away from us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your protection, as well as you always, day and night, keep the evil one from us. This evil one is known as Satan and the devil and his cohorts. Thank you for keeping them away from us. In Yeshua's name, I say this short prayer. In your son's name, as in James chapter 4, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you Tuesday at 11 a.m. as well as on Friday at 5 a.m. Sheep, I want you to go to iTunes, Google Play, and Apple Play and purchase this song, High and Lift It Up. And I thank you for doing that. Remember, do not go out on Halloween this week. Don't celebrate the devil's day. You are children of our Father in heaven. We are still in the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles ends on the 21st, on the 20th, and the last great day starts on the 21st. So with that, I would say, God loves you all, and so do I. Thank you all for listening, and be with me Tuesday again, as well as Friday, where I will pick up reading where I left off today.
Father,
Joshua chapter 15.
Help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart.
Life, not the white man's life. You may have translated that for you.
He won't let you down.
He
and I know
driving to the right
thing. Forever. In my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation. Because He loves and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know that His rule and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts.